Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
College baseball season is underway. The SEC has won countless national championships. So before the show, we put out a tweet, pretty predictable on the beginning of baseball season. What's your favorite ballpark food? I mean, isn't it automatic? Hot dogs? I mean, is there another answer to that? I guess there are a few corn dogs down in the southern part of the region. Fried key lime pie in Gainesville. Anything with sauerkraut. I like so. I try to, when I go to a game, get a hot dog just because I think it's just what you have to do. Anyway. We are, to pick in the SEC, it's been pretty amazing. If you have not seen this, in the top 10, first poll, seven SEC baseball teams are ranked. We've seen Mississippi State, Ole Miss, trade championships, and are we ready to go with our guest? Okay, let's take some calls then, after all that. Ron is in Virginia. Hello, Ron.
Paul? Long-time caller, sir. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you, Ron.
Yes, sir. I'd like to talk about the new offensive coordinator from Georgia, Mike Bobo. I'm interested in this man for number one reason. He's the same as Kirby Smart, meaning, Paul, Mr. Bobo was born in Augusta, Georgia. And Kirby Smart's from Georgia.
Hey, Ron, I think Ron, hold on one second. Let me put you on hold. We were waiting for Kyle Peterson. We finally hooked up with him. So we'll get to him right now. Kyle, thanks for the time. I know you're in the middle of something, so we won't keep you long. But it seems like a new season, a new conversation, but it's always the same about the SEC. Good afternoon, and tell us what this league looks like this year.
Paul, it's good to talk to you again, man. It's loaded. I'm sure that's not a surprise to anybody. I think the last time I checked, seven of the top 11 were SEC teams as far as the preseason, and obviously it rarely ends up that way. But it's going to be, I think, a lot of the same names. The one name that we were so used to hearing for a long time, the program, but you know, hasn't necessarily been, say, at least in the last 5 years in the national championship discussion, is LSU, and they are now. They're loaded. Their transfer class was loaded. Their freshman class is loaded, and they brought some guys back, and they had a little scare today. We'll see what it ends up being with Tommy White potentially injured on day one. But aside from that, LSU's loaded, and I know this is no surprise to you, but the balance of the league is too.
Kyle, on LSU, they obviously saw a legendary coach retire a couple of years ago. Last year, they had a run, didn't get too far. But you mentioned the transfer portal. I mean, just talk a little bit about this transformation in a brief period of time.
Yeah, so I'm sure you know you guys probably talk about it plenty in football and basketball, but the reality is baseball. The transfer portal is, I would say, equivalent to those. And ultimately, they probably got the best two transfers in the entire country. Tommy White was a freshman last year at NC State that was top five in the country in home runs. He comes into LSU. And then Paul Skeens is a two-way player out of Air Force. And it's interesting, and I didn't understand this until I looked at it. If you stay at a service academy into your third year, then ultimately you have to go fulfill whatever your four-year or six-year duty is. Well, he was there his first 2 years. And is going to probably be a top 10 pick overall. And so decided to transfer. He goes to LSU. They got Christian Little from Vanderbilt, who a few years back in the College World Series was a big part of it. Was not a giant part of Andy's run last year, but from a talent standpoint, fits on the weekend for a rotation. And so you get, I would say, almost unarguably, the top two transfers in the country, and a kid in Christian Little that can fit into your weekend rotation. And then you get the top recruiting class in the entire country from a freshman standpoint. So they, I mean, they kind of nailed it both ways, and you know, they had plenty coming back anyway. So LSU deserves to be that preseason number one team, and I'd be surprised if we're not talking about them in Omaha.
Sometimes we've seen that number one team struggle. You've already said you don't think that's going to be the case. So after them, it's like a barrel full of significant programs. Not to go down every one, because it's quite frankly too many. But who looks the best after after LSU?
I think Florida's intriguing. So Florida's weekend rotation, Brandon Sproul's been up to 100 in the fall and already leading into the season. They get a transfer from Southern Miss, Hurston Waldrop, that's got a chance to go in the first round. And then Jack Cagliano, who was there last year, comes back from Tommy John, a left-hander that's a two-way player that's got a chance to be 96-97. So there's your rotation. Obviously, years passed, and I mean, Florida's been very good the last few years. They weren't quite what they were maybe the 5 to 7 years before that. I think they will be this year. And if I had to pick somebody besides LSU in the league that's going to give them a run, I think Florida would probably be the one that I'd pick next.
With Kyle Peterson, Kyle, this weekend we're going to see some pretty interesting matchups, Vandy and TCU, Oklahoma State, obviously you know, Arkansas and so explain this turn. I'm confused because I am of the first weekend. I realize there are a million games and all kinds of places. What are you looking at?
Globe Life is a big one. So Globe Life generally is three SEC teams and three Big 12 teams, and so they match the SEC up with the Big 12. They play three games a piece, and that one's always good. Tennessee's actually down where I'm at. So I'm down in Arizona following my son play a golf tournament for a few days. But Tennessee's down here playing in a preseason tournament. So often the first few weeks, and not everybody, but a lot, will go play in some of these preseason tournaments that they are. Tennessee will get tested. Obviously the two that you mentioned will get tested too, but it's good. And next weekend, I've got LSU next weekend against Iowa, Kansas State, and Sam Houston State, which, I mean, from a talent standpoint, LSU is the best team there. But I think so often, and I think maybe basketball is more similar to this. I think football's tougher because you only play 12 games. But for baseball, so often at the beginning of the year, you're just trying to figure out what you have. And lineup-wise, move some guys around. And so rarely is, you know, the lineup day one going to be the lineup day 30 or whatever that it is. So these first few weeks, so often for coaches, is just trying to figure out the new pieces, the transfer pieces, because that transfer piece, I mean, you look at South Carolina's roster right now, I think South Carolina of their what they will probably start from a 1 through 9 batting order, I think 4 or 5 are transfers. And that's not atypical right now. I know that's that way across sports, but it's definitely that way across college baseball. South Carolina is the one to look at. I think that if those transfers hit, then they got a chance to make a pretty good jump this year.
Finally, Kyle, you mentioned Tennessee. I mean, they were literally the story of last year until – their unfortunate ending in the regional against the super regional against Notre Dame. What do they look like this year in terms of hoping to get to Omaha this time around?
Well, the rotation is the best in the country. I mean, Chase Olander is going to be. I mean, if he doesn't get hurt, it could potentially be the first pick, but he should be top five overall. And then the back two in the rotation are both. They were freshmen last year, sophomores this year. They're all big leaguers. And so you're going to roll out a major league rotation over the course of the weekend. They do have to replace a fair amount of offensive and obviously defensive spots, but within their batting order, there's a bunch of new names. They got a transfer from Kansas, a kid named Maui Ahuna from Hawaii, who was probably, I mean, I would say one of the top five sought-after transfers. That plugs a hole right in the middle of the infield for Tennessee. But, I mean, Tony's got dudes. But the biggest thing that he has is he's got a rotation that's going to match up with anybody, clearly in the SEC, but with anybody in the country. So we saw this with Virginia and Vanderbilt years ago, to where when they each won the national championship the year before, the team was better. And I think this is a Tennessee team that last year was the best. It really was the best college team I've ever seen. And I know they didn't make it to Omaha, but it still was. I think this year they'll end up at Omaha. Different names, different roles, but the rotation's the same. The rotation is big league.
Great stuff, Kyle Peterson. We will talk to him often throughout the college baseball season. We'll talk to you soon, Kyle. Many thanks. We head to the break. More of your phone calls. We have a few more minutes remaining on a Friday afternoon, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back, and we were talking to Ron a minute ago when we hooked up finally with KP. So, Ron, I apologize. Pick up your phone call.
No problem, Paul. Back on. Mike Bobo will do well at Georgia as an offensive coordinator. Him and Kirby Smart are both from the state of Georgia. They'll gel together. Paul, I have another number one Randy joke and a number two Paul Feinbaum joke, and you have to pick.
Okay, since Randy is not here today, save it for Monday.
I will. Going off on that, I'm impressed about Mike Rick. 15 years at Georgia, that's a long time to be a head coach. He did well. I have a question for you. Mike Rick and Lane Kiffin, what do they have in common together?
Well, Lane Kiffin can't win a big game. Mark Rick did win some big games. He beat Alabama early on. He didn't win enough big games. That to me, and I hate to harp on it, but the facts are there that Lane Kiffin struggles in the biggest games. But that's understandable. Hey, thank you for the call. A man that doesn't struggle in any game is this one right here. Legend is next.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but thanks to my Bobo, a change is going to come. Woo! Elvis in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Hold your panties, girls. Hold your panties. Don't throw them at me. Woo! How you doing, my black hat brother? How you doing, baby? How
Legend,
you doing?
Legend, doing great.
Man, I tell you, them two guys that filled in for you yesterday did a great job. Roman Harper got a black hat, and Cole Kublik got a black eye. But both of them guys did a great job yesterday, Paul. Great job. Yeah, them two down-to-earth dudes. Them the guys you need to have on anytime you leave right there, brother. Did I hear Squirrel who, you know, there's some amazing things going on in this show. I'm all right with Squirrel now, and Jim's all right with I-Man. Is that what Squirrel said? Jim and I-Man together?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to keep up with the new associations here.
Oh, okay. I know I-Man would definitely be the man in that relationship, but I got his personal number. I want to give him a call. If I think Squirrel make a good consigliere of the Black Hat Mafia, what do you think? You the underboss. You think we put him in a consigliere?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, anybody give me your advice? Paul's been a long time coming, and I've been on the run, baby. I'm running from Kentucky fans. I'm running from Tennessee fans. I'm running from Georgia fans. But I want to invite you over to the party tonight, Paul. We're having an all-weekend Mike Bobo celebration, baby. New York's coming. Shane's coming. Some Alabama ladies are coming over to the Legend Cave tonight. We got the Mint Julep out, baby. You need a breakaway and come on over to the Mike Bobo celebration, Paul. The Mike Bobo celebration. Woo! We're going to be celebrating all weekend because it's been a long time, but a change is fixed to the Cubs. Because we know Mike Bobo, Paul. First down, up the middle. Second down, up the middle. It's third and six, and now Georgia has to pass. Woo! That's Mike Bobo. We're celebrating all weekend, Georgia. We're celebrating all weekend at the Legend Cave. And let me tell these Kentucky fans something. Yeah, Alabama lost. Hey, Pa, I know where you was at yesterday, too. Everybody else don't know where you was at, but I think I know where you was at. Should I tell everybody where you was at yesterday?
Go ahead and let the cat out of the bag.
You was down at the river celebrating, throwing that game ball in the river.
I was, how'd you know? You must have followed me on Air Tracker.
Yeah, I knew it. I had GPS on your ass. I knew it. I said, Paul's down at the Mississippi River throwing the game ball in the river. Woo!
Well, I did fly over the Mississippi River, but I was not in the Mississippi River.
Here's the thing, Tennessee. That game ball going to float like Moses down the river, down the Mississippi to that SEC tournament. And Alabama going to whoop that ass, Pharaoh, in the SEC tournament. Moses will come back out of that river. You can believe that right there. A loss ain't the worst thing in the world in basketball. It ain't the worst thing in the world. Also, Kentucky fan, listen, Kentucky. I love Kentucky. I've loved Kentucky for years. Y'all definitely the Alabama Crimson Tide of college basketball. I'm just pissed off. I'm pissed off that you let somebody like Georgia beat you. I'm going to beat Georgia by 30 tomorrow. I'm going to take my frustration out on Georgia tomorrow. That's the way you deal with a Georgia. You let Georgia beat you, Kentucky. That ain't the Kentucky I know. That's the equivalent of Vanderbilt beating Alabama in football. That's unacceptable. I love you deep down, but I'm pissed at you. Somebody's got to take over the new Kentucky, and in the end, it will be Brandon Miller in Alabama this year, baby. Everybody come over to the Mike Bobo celebration. We partying this weekend, the Mike Bobo celebration. Georgia ain't the new Alabama. They're the new Clemson, baby. Woo! Come get you a drink, Paul. Elvis has left the building.
JK is next.
I'm glad Elvis left the building. I guess everybody still got their wallets in their pocket. Hey, Paul, didn't I tell you before you left the other day, Alabama was fool's gold?
Oh, yeah, I remember
and you
that.
And you got that idiot calling in talking about Alabama is the new Kentucky. No, they ain't. Alabama is the old Alabama, a non-basketball school. The same thing they did last year, they're going to do it this year, too. But you know what, Paul? This clown keep calling. He bragging on Alabama basketball because he's still butthurt about Alabama football. You need to just cut him off when he comes on starting his little rants and this and that about Alabama football, basketball. he's all confused. He's all shook up. He the real Elvis. He all shook up right now. He don't know what to do. And he come in laughing at his own jokes again and talking about Bobo. He want to take the fact that he predicted Alabama beating Tennessee to sleep and they got ran out of Kentucky. They went all the way to Knoxville, and I told them yesterday on the show, they went all the way to Knoxville and got a volunteer ass whipping. But you know what, Paul? I'm going to let you go when I say this right here. Alabama, y'all ain't no basketball school. Get used to it. Get over it. And we'll see you next year this time, baby. Because guess what? The Hurricane, we'll be right back in the hunt again this year. Elite Eight, Final Four, you called it, Paul, but we'll be there. And I can guarantee you that. I'm not a legend. I'm going to call out the winner. Y'all have a good one, baby.
AC is up next.
Good evening, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
You had this fat, ugly Americans going at it. It's disgusting. I had one favorite caller, and that's JK. AC, JK sounds about right. But he's another clown. This is why I like him. And legend laughing at his own joke. What kind of stupid American are you? You're like Jim from Tuscaloosa. You're like Jeff and all those monkeys like Matt in San Antonio. This idiot needs to reach his puberty stage already, Mr. Feinbaum. It doesn't matter, Crimson Tide, Garbage Tide, Ugly Tide. It's all about us Canadians. We're going to take over your college football whenever we want to, Mr. Feinbaum. Holla.
Ronnie is up next. Hey, Ronnie, welcome to our show. Good evening.
Paul, thank you for always taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I'm going to say something to you. The SEC rocks and everything. And, here's what I'm going to ask you, my friend. Don't count out Nick Saban just yet. Does it make sense?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Ronnie there, but we'll see if we can reconnect with him in a minute. Why don't we do this? We'll take a break. I think we've had enough excitement for that segment. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285 when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back, Friday night. Cat Daddy is next.
Love you. You know I do, brother. But you told me that Clemson was going to lose to South Carolina and Tennessee was going to lose to South Carolina. And then you told me the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl. Mr. Feinbaum, you are no Danny Sheridan, but again, you're no porn star. So I love you.
Well, Cat Daddy, thank you. Yeah, one thing about me, I don't bet. So when somebody asks me an opinion, let me assure you, it's just a half-baked opinion because I don't really study this like the Sharpies do.
Well, I understand that, but I appreciate you being honest and everything. But I'll tell you what, Mr. Feinbaum, I'd love to spend some time with you. I've got to go back to Memphis here in a few weeks, and I'd love to spend some time eating some ribs down at the Rendezvous.
Oh my goodness! I'll call down there and right now we'll get in and get a good table. How about that?
Sounds great, Mr. Feinbaum.
Okay.
God bless you, and I appreciate the show and everything, but Mr. Feinbaum, when it comes to predicting games, you need to leave that to Danny Sheraton.
Cat Daddy, I couldn't agree more to you. That's why he's the world's most famous odds maker, and I'm just a lowly talk show host. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Mark in Georgia. Hey, Mark, go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I was kind of sitting here with a slight smirk listening to all the other fans across the SEC that seem to have a little extra skip in their step. They think the Georgia dynasty is over because Mike Bobo's our new offensive coordinator.
There does seem to be a lot of that going around.
Yeah, boy, they're going to be in for a shock next fall. I think that Kirby kind of had this in mind to begin with when he hired Mike Bobo as an offensive analyst to work with Todd Monken. As you know, he would have been a fool to think Todd Monken was going to stay with us too long. I mean, after the success that he's had, especially the last 2 years, I mean, back-to-back national championships, you had to figure the man's probably going to get a good job offer with the NFL, which he did. I think that Mike Bobo's been being groomed with Todd Monken for the past year to be able to take over the offense to maintain some continuity. I mean, we're going to have the same terminology, roughly be running the same offense. That's really important for these kids to not have to break in a new offense.
Mark, you just nailed something very important there. And it's even more important when a head coach changes. But I talk to coaches all the time, and they tell me that transition is very upsetting to players. And when you change a coordinator, and at Alabama, we're talking not about the defense isn't going to change. The offense is going to change. Not everything, but the entire philosophy is shifting. That's a big deal. And I think people are jumping to conclusions about the Tommy Rees hire over Mike Bobo when nothing is going to change in Athens.
That's correct. And, you know, people can poo-poo Mike Bobo all they want to, but the only reason that Mark Richt never managed to win a national championship wasn't because of Mike Bobo. We had some of the most talented, poorly coached defenses I've ever seen in my life, from roughly 05 to about 2013. I mean, the last year Mike Bobo was our offensive coordinator, his offenses averaged 42 points a game with Hudson Mason at quarterback. And if you look at the quarterbacks that he tutored while he was at Georgia, you're talking David Green, DJ Shockley, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Murray, and Hudson Mason. That's a pretty good job, I think.
It is. It's outstanding.
Yeah, this was actually brilliant, and I think Kirby probably knew over a year ago that this was what he was going to do when Monken left.
Well, and, I think
all
you're
all
right.
I mean, tell
Monken
everybody
was
else,
never going
hey,
to be
y'all,
there
y'all
long
smile
track.
For now because next season the freight train is going to be coming down the tracks again. Georgia's going to blow through the regular season. They're going to be in the SEC championship game, probably beat LSU again. And
Mark,
I'm looking
one,
at
one thing you
pick.
Didn't mention, but I think is important to mention, is in I think it's South Georgia, but Bobo is money there with high school coaches. So that's I think it's 24 that friends of mine, I don't follow this that closely, but tell me is one of the greatest years in Georgia high school history. So that is also very important into the equation.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a de facto defensive coordinator, Will Muschamp, who's also very popular in this state. You have Mike Bobo, who has great repertoire with the coaches across the state, not just in South Georgia. And then you got Kirby Smart as the head coach. They were all teammates at one time. You know
sure.
that?
Of course.
And you're talking about South Georgia down here specifically. I live in Camden County, which is where sophomore Michael Morris came from, who very good chance to be starting on the offensive line this year. Georgia per capita has got the best high school football in the country, period. And this thing's not ended. Kirby, like he said, he has built the Georgia program for sustainability. And I'm going to be almost shocked if we don't win three in a row.
Well, Mark, that was the only appeal I heard for him trying to keep his two coordinators. But in the end, I don't blame Monken for leaving. And I think, and I'm not going to say that Kirby knows better, even though it's obvious he does. You can blow it on coordinators. Coordinators can cost you. And I think this year it cost Nick Saban. But ultimately, continuity matters a great deal. Yeah, there may be a time when we'll find out whether Mike Bobo can make the right call, like Munkin did in the critical moments of the Ohio State game. But he won't be uptight about it, considering how many times he's done it in the past. Let's move along, and Al is up next. Hey, Al.
Paul, the fourth hour of the Friday afternoon needs a breathalyzer.
Oh man,
for the callers.
What do you think? What do you think Cat Daddy would have blown in at?
Golly, well above the legal.
Yeah,
as they say. Yeah, it's from legend on. It's gradually gotten worse. The breathalyzer is gradually the blood alcohol level has gone up considerably the last three or four calls. But Paul, on my way to Kansas City to see the E Street Band.
Oh, really?
I saw the show in Atlanta 2 weeks ago, and I'm driving to Kansas City tonight and tomorrow to see the show in Kansas City tomorrow night. So, Paul, as always, buddy, when I die, throw my body in the back and drive me to the junkyard in my Cadillac. Paul, have a good evening.
Oh, man. Al used to always call and leave us with a Springsteen tune, as he did there. Sam is up next. Hey, Sam, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. Oh, the question I called, I have a seeing if you're re-looking at the way you thought about Jacksonville being the neutral site for Florida, Georgia, being about how Jacksonville Jaguars were supposedly the worst team in the NFL. And then I'm sure you've addressed this before, but that was it. And I haven't listened in a while. Curious.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Mickey is up next. Hey, Mickey, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul.
Good evening. How are you, Mickey?
Hello.
Yeah, Mickey, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, I don't know. This is what's called a failure to communicate. We'll try to see if we can work this out. Rick is in Georgia. Hey, Rick, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi, Paul. It's been great listening to your show for the last 30 years.
Thank you very much.
When you were in Birmingham.
Oh, that's great.
And just to let you know, Mark and yourself took the thunder from what I was going to talk to you about with Mike Bobo, obviously. And just let you know that Mark had already reiterated on David Green, Matt Stafford, and Aaron Murray, and a few others. And one thing that nobody said on the show, at least I haven't heard it, is Bobo averaged 41.3 points per game for every game, and I think it was 2014. But it's the highest that even Munkin was only 41.1. So all those naysayers that need to step back and look and also realize that he is a quarterback himself, and he's going to be the quarterback coach as well as an offensive coordinator. So I think they're going to do great. And I think they'll continue to do great.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you a question. The one thing, I've laid it out already with, you know, some of the past mistakes that he made in terms of where he ended up. But in terms of his Georgia tenure, which is really all that matters here, why do you think there is such negativity toward him? Do you think it's more because Rick failed to win the championship, or is it something else?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with that. And I think some of the people that I've heard talk about it here in Georgia, they're always thinking it's almost like the days of Ohio State, Woody Hayes, third down, or run. And that wasn't necessarily the case. And some of those people that even are complaining about it now, you know, they're young kids, I think, and I think that they're just Sunday quarterbacks, you know, Sunday morning quarterbacks. And so I think they're going to be happy when all is said and done. And I know Kirby, like you made a comment earlier about the Alabama coaches and the assistants. Bottom line is that if you hire somebody from that state, from that school, that was a diehard, that played football there and knows everybody, as you just mentioned, all the coaches in Georgia know Mike Bobo, they know his dad as well. So all that connectivity, as Kirby talks about, all that familyness is a key. And he's going to keep recruiting, keep getting good players, and those kind of coaches are those people that graduate from those schools, and I think that's going to be fabulous. I'm going to get you, let you go, Paul, but just one more thing I want to tell you. John from Louisville, Hugh from North Carolina, and this new guy from out in Oklahoma, they all try to be you. They're not you. They can't keep up with you, and we sure appreciate you, Paul.
Thank you very much. That means a great deal. We have time for this now, guys? Jim is up next.
I certainly hope you do have time for your all-time most famous call on the show that you've said that before. Legion, eat your stinking ugly heart out, baby. You ain't done it. Woo, woo, you're a phony, phony, phony. Tom, I'll tell you something. I'm up in high gear. You have got some good callers this afternoon. Vance from Georgia, excellent call. I mean, really, and he nailed it about that nut job. QJ, you know, the phony from Swell City. Anyway, another great call.
AJ.
Squirrel. Huh?
AJ's his name.
I ain't going to call him by his stupid name. You know what Bobby stands for, but I can't say it on air what he stands for.
Please
don't. We know what the A stands for.
Yeah.
Starts with the A.
I understand, Jim.
You're stepping on my call. Anyway, great call. Really a great call from Squirrel. Very interesting call from Squirrel. And hey, I'm going to tell you something, Paul. Here's what happened. Our man impressed me when he started making some calls in January. He made some, I don't care what you say, he made some sapient, compelling, good calls. And I know a good call, and you do too. He made some really good calls. It started with Mike Leach, and then he complimented me about my call with Mike Leach that you said people were raving about. Now, I-Man is on my A-plus list. I really like hearing I-Man, even with his negativity sometimes. He's making some good sense, Paul. He really is. And it is a new thing, and I like it. Don't you like it?
I do, yes.
Well, he's just, you know, I-Man's got a lot of variety to him. Variety is the spice of life. I was taught that as a young kid. And that's what you got on the show right now with some of these callers lately. The late callers are really good. Like Squirrel said, the alphabet soup ain't worth a crap. None of them. Not of them. Even JK's gone bad. But anyway, you're PF. You're PF, right?
PF Flyers. That's me.
That's right. Well, anyway, I just had to tell you, I mean, these have been some good calls. Like that man Vance, Squirrel had a good call. I wish he'd come back with some more positive stuff like he's been doing lately, but it's warming up, Paul. I mean, it's ready for spring training.
Jim, if I could interrupt your
you
call
could,
for a
you
second.
You could, you could.
Do you feel like that we have a chance to make it, or
you got it, Paul? The thread is getting stronger.
Okay.
The thread is, I'm telling you right now, if you just weed out the first 2 hours every day of those morons, I mean, you got solid old morons on there. You know, here's Matt. I mean, that's Matt, you know. Huh?
Yeah, I said pretty good imitation.
What? Any translator in America can translate what he's saying, they ought to go to the top of the class. They ought to go to a mental hospital if they can do it. Anyway, we're slowing down, Paul.
We are going to try, and we're going to come in here with a different attitude on Monday. We're going to keep our eyes on those first couple of callers, and if they don't turn it around quickly, we'll give them the hook.
Well, let me tell you something. That's what happened. I never cared for this guy that much, Cole Kieberlick. But yesterday, you know what he did? I can't remember who it was. AJ. AJ made some stupid remarks, and he was in the midst of talking, and all of a sudden, it went click. He's gone. Thank you. Thank you, Cole. That was what I thought. If Paul would only do that to those clowns,
well,
that's
but,
where
but Jim,
the old mind
Jim, I feel an allegiance to the callers. I don't believe in just cutting them off because they may not be setting the woods on fire.
No. Give me a minute to explain why you do that. Will you do that? And I know you won't agree, but you know it's true. Right now, Paul, you're in the need of some callers. Back then, you didn't need no callers. You had tons of callers, like me and others that were attracting callers.
I know I sound like I'm being petty here, but we have every line is lit up right now. It's not like I don't know.
Do you know why? Because I'm on the airwaves.
Hey, Jim, tell me this, and then we do have to go because we're late. If it ever gets down to the point where we need AJ to keep this show in business, it's over.
Then, Paul, it's already open. No, it's not over, though. It's not over. All right, thanks, Paul. Good.
Thank you. Great call. Jim, we're heading to the break, and we'll be right.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.